Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Idaho.
Well, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just, your last guest.
The prophet.
Talking about UFOs. I wanted to tell you, I had an experience about a year ago that really was interesting.
Okay, what happened?
I had this dream, and in the dream, I was in a spacecraft, and they were taking my blood. And I woke up in the morning, and I had a puncture wound and blood running down my arm. And it wasn't just me that saw it. I had several people who saw it, and the scar I still have. And I was wondering if anybody else would relate to that kind of
experience. Oh, of course. There are lots of people, millions of people, who could relate to what has happened to you. And do you need some assistance from somebody? Because I could recommend a name for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do
you have a computer?
Yes.
Okay. If you go on the coasttocoastam.com website, all right, you know how to do that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. On the left-hand side, click Show Info, and then that'll open up. Then Guests. Look for Bud Hopkins, if you would. Okay, and you can get to Bud's website, and you can email him. I think he'll get back to you very quickly, and I think the two of you need to converse as far as what happened to you. This is an incredible story. Tell me a little bit about what you remember about the dream beyond the blood taking. Can you remember the inside of this craft or whatever it was?
They looked human.
Smaller, taller, or same size as us?
Smaller.
Okay.
They looked human. And I remember a lot of bright, really bright lights. And I wasn't really afraid.
Did you notice if there were other humans there getting blood taken out or being examined like you were?
It was like, it's hard. I think there were other tables.
It was like a big examining room or something.
Yeah.
Were you talking to any of these other people?
I kept trying to say, I don't want to do this, is what I remember.
And what do you remember them telling you? They're trying to calm you down, no doubt.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. And then I remember waking up, and I had, I had blood all over my arm and all over the bed. And I have a friend who is a nurse, and she looked at me and she said, my arm, and said, what did you do? So there are other people who have seen this.
Which would be a logical question. I mean, the first thing is people think, "What, did you cut yourself in the middle of your sleep, or what the heck happened to you?"
I tried to think maybe a spider, but no, it's a puncture wound.
It is a puncture wound, to be sure. Something happened. Have you, since you were a child, do you have any more recollection of these kinds of dreams, or was this just a one-time thing for you?
No, I do. I have a thing in the back of my knee.
You mean you have an implant?
There's something there. I don't know what it is.
I'm going to give you a second name then for that. There are experts for all these different kinds of things that have happened to you. That one, when you still do the same thing, going for the guests on the show, look for a Dr. Roger Leir, L-E-I-R.
Okay.
And he is an expert in removing these very strange objects in people.
Okay.
And if you think there's still something in you, he might want to take a look at you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. Something happened to you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I mean, you may be a perfect case of an alien abduction.